With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
For the Built for Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network, and wherever you are on the Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, a feel-good Friday. The last non-summer Friday, because we're kicking off summer a week from this morning. The last non-summer Friday until after Labor Day. That's right. The best time of year is right here, right now, with baseball, with the Rangers playoffs, with the NBA playoffs, everything else. This is it. Enjoy it on the precipice of summer. And, of course, everybody is still sick. Jerry Recco is out today. He did the show from home yesterday. He called me yesterday afternoon, and he was trying to be diligent. He was trying to be a great worker. He was trying to fight through it and say, I could do it from home if you need me to. I said, Jerry, come on. You sound terrible. You feel terrible. It's okay. We'll stay home.
And Karen Stewart, same thing.
Karen Stewart out too, huh?
Yep. Yeah, so there's some non-COVID thing going around.
Yeah, well, apparently Jerry's had a non-COVID thing in his house a little bit, so
yeah,
maybe he got
it.
That.
Al had, I had, yeah. You know, different degrees, but...
Yeah, well, Jerry's out, so we went to Peter Schwartz. Peter Schwartz did the warm-up show with Al, and I do feel... Because I heard the little awkward back-and-forth banter at the end of the warm-up show off-air between Al and Peter, where Peter is thanking Al for the opportunity, and Al is saying, oh, no, that was good. It was good. It felt a little genuine, actually. It felt like you weren't lying to him.
I was not lying. I had a good time with Peter.
Okay, good.
Did you catch some of the Peter phony laughs, though, something Al said?
Oh, really? I did not catch that. I only listened to the first segment. I got to go back and try to...
Yeah, exactly.
He was doing that.
There was about four of them.
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, when I said to Jerry, I was like, oh, Peter will come in. I said, what about the warm-up show? Jerry goes, oh, crap. What are we going to do? All right, good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yo, good morning there, G. Happy feel-good Friday,
yes,
man. We got ourselves a playoff game tonight, 8 o'clock down in Carolina. Can't wait to see what the Rangers are going to look like in game two. We lose Max Scherzer, it looks like, now for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yes.
But yet, the team still wins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. The key is having a manager that is not going to allow this team to feel sorry for itself. And then, of course, the Yankees blow one late yesterday down in Baltimore. And, you know, here we are. It's Friday. We're heading into the weekend. And I can't wait for tonight. And I'm feeling good. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling good.
No, I am feeling good. I mean, I was thinking I'd feel worse about the Scherzer thing than I do. I mean, that was terrible news. That was probably the worst news you could get for what we knew already about what had happened to Max Scherzer. Obviously, you know, him having an arm injury would have been worse news, but what we knew about it being a side or a back, this was probably the worst thing we could have heard, which was a mid to high oblique strain, and he was going to be out for maybe 2 months, and it happened during the broadcast, and I'm sitting there watching the game in the afternoon, and Gary Cohen says, we got a Max Scherzer update, we're going to let you know right away, and then he said, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. And then having Ron Darling basically go, oh, wow, what a blow. You know, I didn't feel good in that moment. And then I certainly didn't feel good when the game got tied in the ninth when Escobar couldn't handle that ground ball from Goldschmidt.
But you felt great when Pete Alonso, I mean, rocketed that ball out of there and then did his little three-pointer with his helmet. And then they came back and won. So I think you're right. I mean, I think the reason why I feel like this team can withstand something like this coupled with the DeGrom injury is because they got a real leader. And this isn't going to sink them. This isn't going to be like, oh, crap. What are we going to do now? Oh, woe is me type of stuff. Buck Showalter's seen this stuff over and over and over again. And this is a good team. There's still a lot of talent there. I would be lying to if I wasn't worried about the rotation a little bit and where these arms are going to come from. But I still really believe that they can withstand this.
I would think that you should be worried about the rotation. They've lost three-fifths of their starters. So yeah. And two of those three would have been in line for a potential Cy Young, given if they would have made 30 starts. I remember at the beginning of the season saying, man, if you got Scherzer and you got DeGrom and you got 30 starts out of them, that would be unbelievable. Now it's more like if we get 15 to 20 starts out of them,
Yeah. It's
going to be unbelievable, and especially with this team hanging on. I was texting with Ronnie during the broadcast yesterday.
Oh, look at you.
When Gary put that out there, I just basically texted him, F, in all capital letters.
Yeah.
And then with a screaming emoji.
Yeah.
I'm a big emoji guy.
Right.
And
did he write back, what are you talking about?
No, he knew exactly what I was talking about. And then I said, Okay, where's Bartolo? And I think Bartolo's pitching in the Mexican League.
Is he?
Get his ass back here.
Oh, man.
We just need arms. Now it's just about, Al, it's just about arms. Got to have arms. And we don't have enough arms right now. Where are they going to get these guys?
Where are they going to get the arms from?
Bartolo has an arm.
I would love to see him back, but they're probably not going to do it. But yeah, according to Ronnie, he's pitching in the Mexican League. What do you mean, come on?
I mean, Bartolo
is like, what else you want?
He's 48 years old.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. He's got moxie. He's got experience. He's got moxie. And now that we have a DH, he doesn't have to hit, which I would pay to see that again.
He has not pitched in Major League Baseball since 2018.
I'll tell you, he was the first guy I thought of yesterday. I don't know why, but
me neither.
There is such a dearth of pitching. I'm being serious. I mean, if he is legitimately
be serious. 48-year-old Bartolo Colon coming out of the Mexican League to save the Mets.
Here's what I need. If he is pitching in the Mexican League, meaning that his arm's good, all I need is probably about five starts of four innings each. That's all I need.
You could get that from somebody else, I think.
Like who? Give me an idea.
I mean, anybody in the system at this point. I mean,
you think I'm kidding? I would make every freaking call all over the world, try to find.
How about get somebody who's not 48?
I don't care. Tom Brady's 45. Who cares?
Well, it's Tom Brady. It's the greatest ever done. It's a totally different situation.
This guy is Mr. Moxie. You know that.
Mr. Moxie. Well, okay. Right. Well, good thing you're not the GM, because that would scare me.
If as the GM, it would be kind of a nice thing. Could you imagine if he started a game at Citi Field on a Friday night?
Yeah,
imagine what that would be like?
Yeah, right. For the entertainment purposes, it'd be great. But for actual baseball purposes, I don't think it would be great.
I'm assuming that Biggs is in good. Is his arm is in shape, and he's still playing baseball. That's what I'm assuming. I'm not. If he's not, and he's sitting around by the pool having a margarita or two, that's a different story. A couple of Coronas, that's a different story.
He should be.
That's a different story. I'm just saying, if he is actually out there pitching.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Yeah, I mean,
they have to find. They've lost three of their five starters.
I know they have. I know, and it's a problem. But Bartolo Colon at 48 years old coming out of the Mexican League is probably not a great option.
So, when you really break it down,
You really want to break it down. Yeah.
You got to break it down, right?
Yeah.
That means they have Bassett, Carrasco, and Taiwan Walker
and
now as their top three. And Peterson, I guess.
Yep.
So
Trevor Williams probably is going to get an opportunity.
So they're going to mix and match, and Buck's going to do his magic and all this other stuff. I don't know. I would just look for guys that I could find that can kind of just give me innings. They need, you know what they need? Innings.
Eaters. The innings eaters.
Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I would hope a little bit more than that, but that's probably the standard that they're going to look for first. And if you're eating innings, that means that you're out there and you're not getting pulled and you're doing a competent job. So, yeah, I mean, I said it yesterday. Chris Bassett's really going to have to, I mean, he's going to have to be the leader. I think he's got it in him. Right. I mean, the guy was an all-star last year. He's got that mentality. You know, he's got to be the leader of this staff in this interim because, you know, when you hear 6 to 8 weeks, I tend to think, especially with something like an oblique where you feel like those things take a while to get exactly right, at least that's what we've seen from other players,
with this similar injury that is probably going to be 2 months. So we go to late July at this point for Max Scherzer. This is not some, like, you know, miss a start or two situation. I mean, the Mets that we're going to see over the next 2 months are going to be mixing and matching, and you need the guys that are in that rotation. By the way, another guy, I mean, all three of those that we just mentioned in Chris Bassitt, Carrasco, and Taijuan Walker have to be great. But, I mean, can Taijuan Walker give you, like, two good starts in a row?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, as opposed to, like, one really good start where he looks like the guy in the first half and then a horrendous light-the-mound-on-fire start.
See, this is what I'm saying about Bartolo Colon. I can get the same thing out of him, plus get some enjoyment and some entertainment out of it and sell some tickets. I mean, I'm not trying to be P.T. Barnum here. The Mets are in the middle of a really good streak, and they've overcome a lot of injuries, and they've come back in games, which is great. And, you know, Pete Alonso, does anybody else have, you know, walk off 2-run homers? He's got two of them now.
Yeah, which is great. I mean,
I'm sure there's a couple guys out there that probably have these, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. That's a question that's very tough for me to answer on the spot. It looks like Bartolo Colon is playing for Arsenios de Monclova.
Okay.
And they have an unbelievable roster.
Well, there you go.
No, because they've got Addison Russell. They've got Pablo Sandoval on that team. They've got a bunch of former major leaguers.
They got a lot of guys that like to go out to dinner.
Yeah, they do. And you know who the manager is? You're not going to believe this.
All right, the manager. So
you are not going to believe who the manager of this team is. I'm so happy that you made me look this up.
Oh, okay.
I am so happy.
It's Wally Backman.
It is not Wally Backman.
It's not Wally Backman. It's Lee Mazzilli.
It's not Lee Mazzilli.
Am I close?
Well, the Met connection is close, that's for sure.
All right. Is it Edgardo Alfonso?
It is not.
Oh. Is it a Spanish dude?
It is not.
White dude?
It is.
Jason Bay?
No, but as disgraced as that, if not more.
Really?
Yeah.
White dude disgraced. Kevin McReynolds.
No, think manager, not player.
Oh, think manager. Bobby Valentine.
Think about a guy who fell really hard, really fast, who was a manager. You love the guy. Not really. But
Mickey Callaway?
Yes!
Shut up!
Dick Pickmick?
Really?
He's down in Mexico!
So call him up and say, hey, are you loving your guys? And how's my man Bartolo doing?
Unbelievable.
Get him here. Makes a ton of sense.
Makes a ton of sense.
Yes, it does.
How about that? Yeah, this roster is a Keon Broxton. Man, I tell you, this all. Yeah, Bartolo Colon's on the team.
Wow. So there you go. What's Bartolo Colon's record? Do you have any stats?
I do not have.
Oh, that. You can't click on his name and pull up his stats?
No, this was just an article that was written that said, you know, this roster is the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. And then it was before the season started.
And where do they play their games?
hold on. I mean, I'm not sure exactly where they play their games. I just found one article. It was like, look at this Mexican League's roster. And then it had all the guys that a Mickey Callaway managed.
Mickey Callaway?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
All right, Bartolo Colon Mexican League stats. Let's see if I can get them for
Come
you.
Come on. I need to hear it. Tommy Short probably already pitched 50 innings. He's probably got
actually,
like a
4-1
record.
Not, there's no stats for this year. Now, he was on the roster to begin the year. There's no stats this year. Last year for Monclova, he went 6-2 with a 4.55 ERA.
Now, Ronnie, what? 6-2?
With a 4.55 ERA last year. Now, he has not pitched for them this year. He's on the roster, but he has not pitched for them this year.
I mean,
year.
Ronnie told me he was playing in the Mexican League. So
yeah,
No,
he's on the roster, but I don't know. Maybe their season didn't start yet in 2022. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But I've got no 2022 statistics for Arsenios de Monclova. Wait, hold on. 2022 season. Let's see if I can get it here.
Come on, man. Please. Please tell me he's pitching.
No, no starts from him this year. I don't know if he's hurt or what, but no starts from him this year.
How's the pipeline for us? How's our minor league pipeline?
You asking me the minor league pipeline?
Yes, exactly.
I told you the guys they think they're going to use. They're going to use Peterson, and they're going to use Trevor Williams.
Those are the guys that they're going to use. Minor league pipeline right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't help you with the
40-man roster, minor league pipeline.
Minor league pipeline. Maybe Schwartz knows about the minor league pipeline because he's with us. He seems like a minor league pipeline guy.
Right.
I feel like he probably goes and watches the, what are they now? The Rumble Ponies. He probably goes up there and watches the Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
All right. So
and
we'll
some
see.
Of the minor league pipeline
we'll
guys.
See. And by the way,
mm-hmm.
did you see who came back last night?
Who came back last night?
Who came back last night and made an immediate difference for his team?
Tell me.
Marcus Smart.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I didn't think you were going basketball. I was baseball focused.
I know, dude. He had his hair dyed green.
Yeah.
And
you love that guy.
Well, all right, so yeah. Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's gonna happen. You can just tell that he and Jimmy Butler somehow are going to get into it. It's just like the intensity that both of these guys bring. I swear to God, I wish I had him on my team. See, this is the thing that I'm talking about. That's the stuff you want to pay for.
Oh yeah,
the effort.
And Horford played too, by the way.
Yeah, and you know Marcus Smart had a sprained foot, man.
Yeah,
I mean they almost. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy in this series, but they almost made it look too easy last night.
Think they shot that thing up? I think they gave him a little shot, a little cortisone situation.
I don't necessarily know.
Out there with the numb foot running around.
No, I think he has a football player's mentality. There's no question about it.
Yeah,
he's got a grit to him that's.
Remember when he pushed that fan in college?
Yeah.
Yes. He wasn't messing around back then either.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah,
but I. Even though he has that football player's mentality, I don't think the NBA players do that. I don't think that they take shots. Smoke a little weed before the game, maybe.
Oh, sure.
Calm them all down, but he's not going to be taking shots.
No, probably not.
But that guy, I'm telling you.
Celtics basketball, baby. Oh. I still got my shillelagh right here.
I know you do. But at least they made it interesting.
Hey, I'm forever indebted to that team for sweeping the Nets. So this particular team, the 2021-2022 Celtics.
So it's interesting. So without Al Horford and Marcus Smart in the first game, they get you know teed up and get blown out.
Mm-hmm.
And the Celtic fan obviously, oh my God, you know I can't believe this, blah blah blah. And then they come back and they win game two. And that's exactly what my New York Rangers have to do tonight. They got to come back and they got to win game two. You just got to play the same kind of way, a little bit more aggressive offensively. Get your top two lines involved, and let's go. Let's get back into the series.
That's right. It starts tonight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.